Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Faith to Fruitfulness, Part 4. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge. I have just read from the New Living Translation. Previously, Sunday despised Bible study and learning. He was a man of prayer and nothing more. He often said, "It's not about all this Bible study, what you need is power." However, as Sunday began to grow spiritually, he discovered through discipleship that godliness is deliberate. He was trained to be gentle, humble, and kind. He learned that being godly meant selflessness, treating others the way he himself would want to be treated. It was no longer just about what he could do spiritually, but about who he was becoming. As he progressed in his walk with the Lord, Sunday also realized how much he did not know or understand. Through discipleship, he learned how to maintain boundaries and separate himself from things and relationships that defile. Although he had a sincere desire to walk in the holiness of God, he did not know how to practically do so. His discipler counseled him to stop following certain people on social media, disconnect from certain platforms, and stop listening to podcasts he enjoyed, but which were not spiritually edifying. These adjustments were not acts of legalism, but expressions of wisdom guided by knowledge. Many times, the missing link between knowing what is right and doing what is right is knowledge. Those who despise knowledge will lack the fortitude required to walk in the divine nature. Go into today remembering this. If your faith does not produce good works, it is dead. Adding moral excellence to your faith is facilitated by right knowledge and understanding, and sustaining the growth of your faith is made possible through moral excellence. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Nehemiah 1-4. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading. You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.